Colette Thomas, and this is my podcast, Watching with Friends. Every week, we watch and discuss a show or movie, and I invite a friend or two to join in. Today, we are talking about the 2007 Disney Channel original movie, Jump In. Old Izzy Daniels is a boxer and son of a Golden Gloves champion. His 8-year-old sister Karen is crazy about Double Dutch, and Izzy is asked to take Karen and her friends to a doubled up competition. Neighbor and kind of friend Mary and her team are entering. Izzy has often seen them Double Dutch and is always bothering them, but during the competition, he acts out of character, standing and cheering along with everyone else. The Joy Jumpers end up taking 4th place in the tournament. They make the city finals, but Yolanda, their 4th member, decides to quit and joins a rival team, the Dutch Dragons. They face the prospect of forfeiting the next tournament. Izzy, after learning of Yolanda's departure, quips, "Why, did she finally figure out Double Dutch is lame?" Mary then challenges Izzy to a speed jump, and when he does it much better than expected, they ask him to join the team. He refuses because he thinks his friends might think it's weird. When the other members of the Joy Jumpers, Keisha and Shauna, ask him to fill in until they find a permanent replacement, he finally relents. His conditions are that they practice before school in his dad's boxing gym, where no one is going to watch. Meanwhile, Izzy has a boxing match with Rodney Tyler, the school bully, determining who will win the Golden Gloves, which goes to the best boxer. Izzy beats him, but Rodney doesn't accept it. He claims he just got lucky and pushes Izzy for a rematch. Izzy says no and walks out of the gym. Izzy improvises tremendously at Double Dutch and begins to love the sport. He tells the Joy Jumpers that he'd like to be on their team permanently, and they happily agree. Izzy and Mary start falling for each other and share some romantic moments and a kiss on the fire escape. However, when Rodney finds Izzy jumping Double Dutch before class, he snaps some photos, prints them, and hangs them all over the school. He then tells Izzy, "So that's why you won't give me a rematch, because you're too busy jumping Double Dutch?" Izzy becomes mad and says he'll do the rematch, but in the middle of the fight, he tells Rodney that he's sick of being mad, and that he's not going to let his anger control him. He walks out of the match, and Rodney runs after him, intent on beating him up, but then trips on the cord surrounding the ring, giving Izzy the chance to get even. Instead, he just walks out. Mary tries to convince him not to quit their team, but Izzy coldly ignores her and wants nothing more to do with her and the team. Mary is disappointed in him, and she leaves. The only girl boxer, Tammy, understands how Izzy feels. She gives him a pep talk on how she would never quit boxing when the guys tease her, and that he shouldn't quit either, just because they made fun of him. Meanwhile, Mary, Keisha, and Shauna meet up for the city finals, but without Izzy, they feel like giving up. Izzy then walks in and asks, "What, were you really going to do this without me?" He apologizes, and Mary smiles and hands him his uniform. They change their name to the Hot Chili Steppers, and all is forgiven as the tournament begins. They get first in the compulsory, then second in speed. This ties them with the Dutch Dragons, and the freestyle will determine it all. The Hot Chili Steppers go first and go to the state championships. After their performance, Izzy notices Rodney in the crowd, then asks him for a truce, which is accepted. Izzy finally won the respect of his dad and gets the girl in the end. The narrator in the story was Rodney, and he was telling the story to the kids. So the movie was depicted to be the story in which Rodney was telling. He also states to one of the kids that Izzy and Mary are now a couple. The film closes with Izzy teaching his dad jump rope with the help of his sister, Mary, and the other girls. After this, we'll be back with Sarah to discuss the movie.
No, 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 no,
So, jump in. I had so much fun watching this. I forgot how much I loved this movie.
Yeah. It is a fun movie.
Like, it has a lot of elements from other things that I absolutely adore. And the casting, and it's just an overall, I'm already calling it now, it's going to be in probably my top 20, if not my top 10.
Wow.
Out of what, 100 and some odd movies? So I'm a huge fan of the Rocky movies because my mom's a huge fan of the Rocky movies. So that whole, if you put the work in, if you put your heart into something, that kind of thing. Yeah. On top of it being a boxing movie a little bit and that kind of thing. It just brings together all of these elements that I just absolutely love.
No, I like it too. But it's also too a classic Disney movie where you work hard and you get, but you still get what you want. But then there's also it goes back to High School Musical, where Troy wanted to play basketball but also wanted to be part of the musical, and what's his name, Izzy, was a boxer, and his father was pushing him to be a boxer and stay in the boxing thing, but he becomes friends with Double Dutch and wants to do that too. So it's like the epic war between doing what you want to do and doing what your family expects you to do, even though you love both things.
Let's get into that dynamic since you brought it up, because the mom has passed away. So you have a single dad trying to raise his two kids. Mm-hmm. He is not into the girly things. He isn't about that life. So he's trying his best to help his daughter out. It's not working out. That scene with her hair and her being like, fix this, Izzy, fix this.
Yeah.
It's so cute. And so it's losing that. So you have a dad who is still grieving, still processing that on top of raising his kids. And this thing he thought he had a connection with his son in, boxing, as his son is growing and learning more about himself, realizes, hey, I'm not as in love with boxing as I used to be. I like these other things more. I definitely, it's something that even in a family that doesn't have that kind of element, that something is missing, every family has that.
And it's all, but that, it also too is almost like a Disney theme, but it is a Disney theme because we see it in a lot of shows where you have one character who is like Izzy and like Troy, where they, they're bonding with their dads, they're playing, doing what their dads kind of want them to do, whether it's they were raised that way or not, or they just fell into it. But like Izzy in this thing is a boxer. He wants to win a Golden Glove like his dad did. Troy played basketball. His dad was a coach. It's what he wanted to do for a really long time. And then they meet that, they have friends or they meet somebody who does another thing and shows them a different side and something else different that they like to do. And then there's also that internal struggle of, do I do it for me or do I do it for everybody else?
Yeah. And it's something that everyone goes through at some point. So that's why I think it's such a universal Disney storyline, because at some point in your life, you are going to come across a moment like that.
Oh, yeah.
By Rodney.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that.
And it finally got to, the last 10 minutes. And I was like, oh, shoot. Rodney's been the one who's been saying the story the entire time. Uh-huh. Because Rodney is our bully. He is our antagonist.
Yeah.
And I forgot about it. And I remember really enjoying that part of it too. As you're seeing everything go on, this is one of those movies where if you're going to have that, it was done perfectly where we had that problem with Now You See It. And I did not like that disconnect. Mm-hmm. This was done in a much cleaner and kind of focused way.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I do like how it was narrated. I mean, and it's a fun movie. It's just one of those movies that are like fun.
I mean, the soundtrack is popping.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
I forgot Keke Palmer had a song in this movie, too. It's so yeah. good. I said this the other day when we were talking about this was going to be the next movie. And so everyone else knows Push It to the Limit is still to this day on my workout playlist. Because it's just a great song.
Yeah.
I kind of want to stay focused on the boxing since we've already brought that up. Because then mm-hmm. while you're at the gym, you also have Izzy's friends uh-huh. are there. He has two guy friends who are kind of like his sidekicks. And then there is the girl boxer, and I can't think of her name. Oh my God, I feel so bad because I think she is another great addition. She didn't have to be in this story, but it was just another great addition of showing that girls and boys can do whatever they want. It's these kind of genderfied stereotypes that are put on them.
Yeah.
And so the fact yeah. that she is a strong boxer, she's actually a really good boxer, and people give her crap because she's a girl. But she's, and she even says it to Z, like, I'm not going to stop because this is what I love. Like, screw yeah. what anyone else says.
Well, that's like, why can I think of it? Muhammad Ali's daughter, Layla. Nope. Yep, that's her name. She was a fantastic boxer. And it goes back to the whole guys can do whatever girls can do. But, she was a fantastic boxer before women were big into the boxing circuit because of her dad. She had had her ins and she had had all that. So, but that's real life, not movie.
But I just really enjoyed that. And then the fact that you can see it the entire time that his one friend likes her.
Uh-huh.
But because, like, as a collective, they all like are anti her boxing. Like he can't act on it until Izzy actually says, like, no, she's good. Shut the hell up.
Like, well, yeah. And that's the other thing too. I like about Corbin Blue's character, whether it's he chooses this as for his role or however it ends up being. It always ends up being him playing parts where it's like he tries to be the tough guy, but he also has like is always like stands up for the little guys.
Yeah, he's a big softie.
Yeah,
like that's one thing I love about Chad, because in High School Musical he is like yeah. this big jock guy. Well, he's not big, but he's a jock, and
jock.
He's got some power behind him, but you bring up his girlfriend, Taylor, and he becomes this big ball of mush. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I really like that. I also really like that Izzy just is a good person at heart.
Mm-hmm.
Like, once he finds out what's going on with Rodney at home, he doesn't bring it up. Like, he only does at the very end when he's just like, dude, I'm done. Because he brings a bag of clothes to Rodney's house.
Uh-huh.
Because Rodney doesn't have any like new clothes coming in and stuff that he was going to get rid of anyway. And it just makes you really like the character. Like, no matter what, you are going to cheer for Izzy because at his core, he is a good person.
Which sometimes you don't necessarily, even though it is Disney, sometimes you don't see that in a Disney movie. Not right. that you don't see that they're a good person, but there's never, sometimes in the movies, there's never that, you know, somebody going above and beyond like that.
Right. And like the fact that they're not hiding the fact that people have troubles that they don't like to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they show it through Rodney,
especially as this bully, like there are reasons why he's acting the way he is, because it's one thing he can try to keep control of.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, it's not always. Sometimes there are just people who are just cruel for the sake of being cruel. But right.
But there also are those people who are cruel because that's what they control. That's where they're comfortable. That's what they're getting at home, so they don't know any other way. You know,
exactly.
You know.
So I do really like that as well. Like I said, this has really tight writing. And everything mm-hmm. has a reason for being there. So it's just fantastic. And that's just on the Izzy side of the story. Because then you get into Mary. And I love Mary. I love how focused she is. Like, I think she's just such a great leading lady. Because she's so focused on this double Dutch competition. Like, she mm-hmm. wants to win. And she wants to have fun while doing it. And I love, like, the fact that Izzy didn't know just how competitive it was.
Well, yeah, because, like, I thought that, too, when I first read about it. And, like, I kind of remember when it was coming out on previews, and you're like, double Dutch? How, like, come on. It's people jumping rope in the street. Like, how competitive is that? And then you watch it, and you're like, they have competitions, and, like, it's a big deal.
Yeah, and the fact that there is an arch nemesis for Mary as well, whereas Rodney has been Izzy's this entire time. She has this team called the Dutch Dragons or whatever the heck they're called.
I can't think of their names.
Dragons. I know it was an alliteration with dragons in it. But they always win, and I love. If you notice, there was only one girl of color on that team, and it's the girl that switched from Mary's team. I'm just like, oh, shit. Like, we've had such issues of diversity, and then this one, it's so diverse that they were just like, we're going to make this other team just all white people. Which God. I'm not mad about, and I could not because I don't look up cast lists or anything like that while I'm watching mm-hmm. these things. I probably won't look at it until later, but I know the main girl from that other group from something. I just don't know what it is. I could not place her, but I know her from something.
She had that familiar, because I thought the same thing. I'm like, oh shoot, what the heck,
like, I don't know if it was a Nickelodeon show or something like that, but she was something somewhere. And I will look it up at a later date, because I was just like, oh my God. But I love that the whole reason that Izzy even gets kind of involved with this and interested in this is because single dad, he was supposed to take his daughter to this competition, but something's gone mm-hmm. wrong at the business, because he does own the gym and he needs to go take care of that. So Izzy, you're taking your sister.
Yeah. And then it ends up being, he gets sucked into it.
But and then that kind of thing of accountability, which I think is a great whole thing as well, because there's issues where Izzy has to flake on them because he doesn't want to admit to his dad that he has this other thing he has to do. He's committed to something, because boxing is such a solitary sport, and double Dutch is a team thing. Perfect. That he has to be held accountable for missing that. He promised them he'd be there and he wasn't.
and that's the thing. And that's where that, you know, push and pull comes with, you know, you want to be this solo thing, but on the other hand, you're not anymore. You come into a sport where, just like, I'm going to flashback and kind of go into High School Musical, where, like, yes, basketball wasn't technically a solo sport, but the way, like, Troy in that sport, I felt he was, like, they played it like he was the star and the only person on the team, and he rallied the team and all the guys supported him. He supported all the guys. But you flip it, and then you go to a musical where you still have that team group group dynamic, but you're kind of in a way doing your own thing, whether it's you're the lead and you have a partner, and then you also see the rivalries emerge where if you're doing a team event, it won't necessarily, like if you're on a basketball team, yeah, I'm sure there's going to be rivalries because it was the same when I played soccer and volleyball. Like there are rivals within the team, but you still work as a team. But boxing, you have you and your arch nemesis, if you will. And then
it's just you and the person in the ring with you. That is all that matters.
And then, so it's a totally different dynamic, which I also kind of liked seeing how they portrayed that. Because it's kind of cool to see how, because people handle it differently, you know? People don't necessarily handle being on a team sport or doing something alone.
Jesus Christ. I'm sorry. Can you hear this cat?
Is that the cat?
You hear that little snore?
I thought it was your stomach.
Oh my God.
I see a shadow.
Yes, that is my child. That is what I sleep next to every night.
Yeah, you know, it happens.
You have the whole bullying thing again, but this time it's more of like a psychological warfare. Rodney finds out.
Yep.
And tells everyone. Wow. And that herd mentality of ganging up on someone.
Which again, how a lot of things is true to times where like when a lot of people are getting bullied now, it's that herd mentality where like one person starts it and then everybody jumps on the bandwagon so they're not the next one to be picked on.
Exactly.
And that's how we get, you know, the school shootings, the school deaths, the school everything, because you have herd mentality.
Everything kind of leads up to this huge moment in Izzy's life where he has to tell his dad, well, actually his dad kind of forces it out of him, that he doesn't like boxing anymore. Or not as much as he
originally
likes
did.
This new thing.
Yeah.
And it's so heartbreaking because in real life, the guy who plays Izzy's dad is Corbin Blue's dad.
Yeah, I looked that up when I was watching the movie. I realized that. Yeah.
So
I also think.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say not necessarily because obviously they're acting and all that stuff, but for purposes of, you know, a father telling a son, it probably was a lot harder because they are actually father and son, where like instead of
probably like, had that moment before, so it's bringing some of that.
The emotion, that's what I'm trying to say, is like the emotion is more raw between the two of them because they've probably had that conversation, especially when Corbin Blue wanted to be an actor, you know? How many parents, like, yeah, everybody sees the money part of it, but you don't necessarily see the highs and the lows and a little kid not understanding why they didn't get chosen in this part. And having to explain where, like, adults, we would understand where, like, hey, you know, we didn't get it. It's harder for, you know. So I think it was more, I like that part because you could really see the raw emotion in it where, like, he's actually telling his dad and it's not, like, just some stranger who's playing his dad.
Yeah, and it's something that you see a lot because it's not the first time I've seen actual, because I think back to On Golden Pond with Jane Fonda and her dad. Because you have to get into an emotional place. And yes, this is a Disney Channel original movie, so it's not as deep as On Golden Pond. But
right. But some
you have to be deep. Well, and you have to, in like scenes like that, you're opening yourself up so emotionally. And to have a scene partner who you can trust 100% in that
Yeah.
Like, you know, like that was just, it's just so good on both of their sides. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Well, and that's the other thing too. Like you were saying, like you have a scene partner you trust, but also how many times have Corbin Blue and his dad actually had that same conversation? So like they know where it's going. They know how to portray it and stuff. So it's a lot, it cuts a lot deeper than if it was just like, you know, some Joe Blow being partnered with Corbin Blue to be his dad or whatever.
Right.
So
that kind of brings us to the almost end of the movie. We have the fight between Rodney and Izzy, the rematch that Rodney wants. And I think it's really funny. I'm not sure if that was actually Corbin who does those tricks or not. But it could be because the kid's been in, he's not a kid, but he is a dancer. He is like, so he could easily have done that himself.
Oh yeah. But that was the best, like one of the best scenes ever. So funny. And of course, the rematch and the double dutch competition on the same day? Or am I just imagining
No. Not the same day. But
Disney Channel.
But it brings up kind of the core of this movie. And I love when Izzy, and he relates to Rodney, which again, you don't really see a lot in these movies. Cause the last time I think we saw a bullying situation that there was some understanding, they were on different levels, because I really honestly bring it back to Double Teamed, because you have Nikki versus the two girls, and that understanding is, I can't imagine my parents not being around and Nikki is alone.
Yeah.
So they're not kind of in similar situations. This one I feel is much more similar. So, and comes from such a same place. So when Izzy says, I'm so tired of being angry, and just kind of like having that be out there, and his friends wanting him to finish Rodney again, and he's just like, no, I'm done.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so good.
It's the emotional breakthrough we all want.
And it's not something we see a lot of in these movies either. Like,
it's just kind of like, oh, okay, we finish it, the hero wins.
Right. And this one, the winning, great. Like, when they win the competition, that's fantastic, whatever. But really, the core and the heart of this movie is in that moment.
Yeah.
And it's just so good.
Yeah. They did a good job with this movie, I will say.
Like, it just, honestly, I might be giving it a 10 now that I'm like going through everything, because I'm just like, yeah, no, that's kind of stellar writing. That's kind of, it was just
so it was good. It was really good. And like, you can really tell with this movie versus the last movie how the writers cared more about the storyline. You could tell that, not necessarily that they took longer time, because they might have taken the same amount of time, but like the writers care for the storyline, so it was better put together and the story was better and everything. Like, you weren't going off on like tangents where like this storyline doesn't really end anywhere. They all came together as one, and they all you could tell that they put their heart and soul into this movie.
It's one as opposed to, oh, it's just unit. Another movie.
Like, that's what I'm trying to say.
And so then we get to the competition and everybody shows up. Which I love, because I love that in that fight with Rodney, like that other friend catches on, like, oh, wait, this shit's cool.
Yeah.
Because he sees his friend doing all these flips and shit. So, oh, that's kind of cool. Like, of course, we're going to all go cheer you on. So it's the two friends And it's the girl. I wish I remembered her name because I love her so much. But so the three of them start there. Rodney shows up, which, hey, that's interesting. And then the part, and I kind of teared up at, because, like I said, it hit such an emotional chord with the whole, like, telling your parents you're no longer interested in something that you were connected through. When the little sister and the dad show up, it just, I don't know, it just, every time it gets me.
I know, you get to all, gives you the warm and fuzzies on the inside.
So then you get the whole competition again. The girl, especially the girl who had left Mary's team, hence Izzy taking her place. Competition happens. They knock it out of the park. They win 2 out of 3, so they win overall. The end. And the narration continues. And, of course, we get to the end where Rodney is telling this group of young children boxers in the gym the story of Izzy. And I just think it's such a great way to wrap it all up. Because you're like, is this ominous narrator? And then you find out, and he's inspiring these kids through his friend and the lessons he learned from this person.
Yeah.
I'm just like, it's so perfect.
Full circle.
It literally just ties it up in the perfect bow and it's done.
Yeah.
And then I love the post-credit, or like the beginning of the credit scene, that the credits go over with them getting the dad into Double Dutch.
Oh, yeah.
But
that's funny. This is a good movie. I do enjoy this movie.
So we know where I stand on this. I'm giving it a perfect 10. I can't fault it. I love every part of this.
I think I'm going to give it an 8.
All right.
Yeah.
So anything else to add on? Jump in.
Nope.
That is
it. I think we covered all of it. Yeah.
All right. So that was our discussion of Jump In. I really enjoyed this one. I still think about this movie. It's been a couple weeks since we recorded this, and I still love this movie just as much now. Again, a huge thank you to Sarah for joining me on this. And our next episode will be Minutemen from 2008. Very excited. I don't recall ever watching this one, so we'll see what my final thoughts are on that one. If you'd like to get in contact with us, you can email us at watchingwfriendspod@gmail.com, and you can find us on Instagram. And that is it for us. We will see you next time again when we discuss Minutemen. Bye!